you know, a sign of cult, mind control. You know, I throw that term around pretty easily, but it happens all the time. People are trying to manipulate other people with various techniques, and some of those techniques are being used by Trump, Donald Trump, in his run for, you know, political office. He's running for president again. And ever since he came on the scene, he started using some interesting tactics in order to get people kind of to believe him. Basically, people that follow Trump, that like Trump, basically they hang on every word he says and they believe every word he says, generally, because he's set that up that way. He has basically, he keeps repeating over and over that you can only trust him. Everything else is fake news. Everybody else is lying to you. He's talking about how evil the Democrats are, and actually that they are corrupt. They're the most, you know, they're these corrupt people, and that he's all about ending corruption, that he's going to eliminate corruption. And he's saying, look, this is what's happening. And regardless of the facts, regardless of what's shown on the news in other outlets, he's going to tell you what he wants you to believe. And then he's going to tell you that all the other people are lying to you about these things, that none of it's true, and that, you know, that there's this conspiracy to cover things up. There's this conspiracy that where they stole the election. There's another phenomenon that makes this even more kind of complicated, is the QAnon conspiracy that started back before he was elected president. And QAnon has become basically mainstream in among Republicans, and Trump jumped on it and you know, basically plays along with that whole QAnon conspiracy, and that you know, and they've got this whole thing about how, yeah, there's this secret society of people, elite Democrats, liberals that are rich and that control everything in the whole world, and they want you to believe certain things, and they're covering certain things up, and there's this whole pedophile scandal that they're covering up, and then there's this whole thing, you know, and hey, people are buying into this, and Trump played right into it too, where he said, you know, he basically talks like a QAnon person. And yeah, we've got a conspiracy theory that is nuts out there that millions of people believe. And why? I think a lot of it has to do with that mistrust of the media that got kind of sold to people, that people said, we can't trust anything that the mainstream media says. And that opens you up to all kinds of kind of misinformation if you can't figure out what's true and what's not true when you look at the news. If you don't believe what you see in mainstream media, how is anything, how are you ever going to get informed about anything? So, yeah, it's cult mind control tactics that Trump has used, and it's working on a lot of people. So we need to be aware when we're being manipulated. We need to be aware of the ways that people want to manipulate us into believing things that just aren't true. And it doesn't mean necessarily that there's a conspiracy on the other side trying to get you to believe things that aren't true. Some of it is actually people just passing around things that they do believe. People believe these things and then they pass them around without really fact-checking. They don't get into, and you know, you've got the whole the whole thing about, oh yeah, do your research, go on Google and you'll find all this stuff. Well, certainly, yeah, you're gonna find support for all kinds of crazy conspiracy theories on Google, because that's the nature of where we are right now. We've got a lot of misinformation out there. So, please be careful. Please look into things. Please don't believe the crazy conspiracy theory when you hear it. You know, think about it. Think about it. Yeah, we need to dig into that some more. So that's my thoughts for right now. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.